What's up, guys and gals? This is Trevor heading back from another trip from Eugene to Roseburg, Oregon, Carrot HQ, my home, community I love. Like I've mentioned in some very recent episodes of the CarrotCast, October is a crazy month, like in a good way though. I'm so pumped about this month, and my craziness is over for October now. Then I'll be in Boise again in a couple weeks. So if there's any Carrot clients in Boise that want to hook up for dinner one night, let me know. I know Dan Walters, who was at Carrot Camp, full-time investor, Carrot client, does lots of deals with Carrot. Actually, all those deals, I think, come from Carrot now, which is pretty sweet. We're going to try to find time for dinner. If you're in Boise, let me know. Hit me with a note on Facebook or something like that. We can hook up for dinner. But yeah, so last week was Carrot Camp. I've mentioned Carrot Camp. I'm not going to really dig into that a whole lot. We just recently put up an episode where I got to have the Carrot Campers in our studio, and we kind of decompress what Carrot Camp is about. So check out that one if you haven't already. If you're new to the Carrot Cast, the audio quality of this isn't studio quality. We know that. I'm actually in my truck right now. And every now and then when I'm traveling, I like to whip out the phone and kind of record my thoughts and give you some behind-the-scenes look at my life, look at our business, look at entrepreneurship from my perspective. And 3 weeks ago, I was in Boise again at another mastermind. So this week, though, I wrapped up my mastermind, Amplify. It's Amplify Sedona Edition. We always find a new spot every 6 months or so to go around the country and just bring together this amazing collection of friends and entrepreneurs that I've known for years. We had a few new faces at this Amplify. Brad Chandler, one of the largest home buyers in America, is launching another business as well on the coaching side. And so he wanted to learn some things that he can do there. Joe McCall, a good friend of mine, amazing investor, shared all kinds of great things he's doing in real estate and elsewhere. Christina Krause with Postal Impact works with high-end investors, including Brad Chandler, Express Home Buyers, and their direct mail. I'm going to be kind of decompressing what we did at Amplify Sedona Mastermind Edition here, probably in another episode of the Carrot Cast. But this podcast, what I want to do is kind of break down something that I just recognized the last couple of days in a conversation I was having with Jeff Greco, one of our clients, but amazing entrepreneur. They own a private lending company called Legacy Capital out of Pennsylvania with his business partner, Doug Faith. They were there. We were having a chat with Jeff and with Justin Colby and with Kylie Newbold, a friend of mine, expert with in Facebook marketing. And we had a chat, and it was kind of about life and about building networks of great people and about, you know, how do you really cause impact. And I want to kind of break down some lessons that I've learned over the years, in particular one that I call planting seeds. And planting seeds is so important. If I look back, I could honestly attribute, you know, a hefty percentage, 50%, 40%, I don't know, a hefty percentage of my success to the ability to plant seeds with the right people at the right times. And what I mean by planting seeds is this. Let's kind of bring it back to, you know, the planting seeds literal, you know, definition, kind of like, what does planting seeds look like literally if you're going to grow a crop? Well, first of all, you've got to till up the land, right? You can't just plant the seed on top of barren soil or something like that. You've got to till up the land. You've got to get the seed underneath of the land in some way, underneath the dirt. And the dirt's got to be good dirt, right? It's got to be good soil that's actually going to grow that seed. Next, you got to water the heck out of the thing. And then only then can you harvest the crop. Now, what happens is too many people are either focusing all their time on harvesting a crop, or they're focusing all their time on tilling the soil. And what I mean by that is, if you're always in analysis paralysis, you're always asking questions but never taking action, if you're in that spot where you've been learning real estate or learning entrepreneurship or almost taking action for months or years, you've been tilling. And that's all you've been doing is tilling. And as long as you continue just to till the land and take that shovel and lift the dirt and flip it over and lift the dirt and flip it over, and you're always flipping over new things, but you never stop and plant seeds and then water them, you're never going to harvest the crop. On the other side of things, there's a lot of people who are just always trying to harvest. They're always trying to go after those relationships with people and try to get theirs instead of giving value first, right? So they find a person that they want something from, or it could be a customer, or it could be a colleague or a mentor, or whatever it is, they find someone that they want something from, and they always ask, you know, basically favors, or they always try to get value from that person without saying, hey, how can I provide value to this person first before they ever, ever provide value to me? How can I provide value to this person before I ever ask for anything in return? How can I find out what their dreams are, their aspirations are, their goals are, and help them reach that instead of helping them, instead of being selfish and me asking for them to help me reach mine first? And if you're in that camp, if you're in the harvest camp where all you do is harvest all the time, you might get some harvest, but your harvests are going to be thin. They're not going to be long lasting. They're not going to be predictable and consistent. Okay. You're always going to be struggling. You're going to have a big win, then you're going to be in a famine for months, if not years. So what I've done is I always plant seeds. That's what I'm doing, is I'm always planting seeds. I shift to the harvest mode sometimes. I shift to the tilling the soil mode sometimes. But usually I'm in the planting seeds mode. And what planting seeds means for me is a couple things. So planting seeds could be on the business side, like planting ideas, right? Or it could be, hey, here's this idea that I have. Let me put it out there a little bit and see if it works. Now, that's something that can get you in trouble, right? If you plant too many seeds in a crop, you can actually drown out and you can actually drown out all of the seeds by planting too many seeds, and the crop actually will die if you plant too much seed, or at least all those seeds will die. So you're wasting a bunch of energy, you're wasting a bunch of resources by planting too many seeds. Okay? So there's the seeds of business ideas. Plant them, see what takes off, focus on the ones that do, but don't plant too many. There's also planting seeds with relationships. And relationships is kind of where I've really focused on over the years. Kind of, it just came naturally. It's not a tactic. It's not a technique. It's not, hey, this is how I'm manipulating these situations to have people work with me. It's really going through this process right here. Anytime I meet someone new that I just like hit it off with right away, you know, And you know those people, like you hit it off with right away. They jive with you. They're like the core values match with you. You can see yourself hanging out with them and having a beer or whatever it is that you enjoy to do. You can honestly see, if you invest in that person and in that relationship enough, you can honestly see yourselves becoming pretty darn good friends. Okay. Or at least developing a really good long lasting friendship. And anytime I come across those people, I'm going to give you some really good specific examples of how these have changed my life, and how if you start to adopt this practice, it'll change yours too. But I'm always doing that where it's like almost comes natural now, where whenever I meet someone, or I work with someone, or we do a project together, or we have a phone call together, or we just hit it off, the first thing I do is go, man, do they have a core values match to me? That's what I'm thinking. If that checks the box, that's something I know I can invest long term. I can invest fully with this person and really also help them in a big way, because we're going towards the same places. Next, man, I honestly get fired up about people's goals, about other people's goals. Yeah, I get fired up about mine too, but what really fires and pumps me up is knowing where other people want to go in life, is knowing what your dreams and aspirations are, knowing where you want to go. I mean, that honestly excites me. And so whenever I meet people like that, I ask those questions like, man, so where do you want to go? Like, what's the next chapter for you? Where do you want to go in life? What do you want to do? What do you love to do? And I always love that, because I'm just so curious about people. And I know that when I understand and I know that person well, I can serve them better. Okay. And also, if you want to look at it on the other side, how do you ever get something from them? If you're currently in the harvest mode, you get something from people by knowing and understanding what they want, helping them get it, and then they'll help you get what you want oftentimes. Not every time, but oftentimes. Okay? So here's some specific examples of how planting seeds with people, and I'll tell you exactly how I plant seeds. I'm going to tell you the exact words that I usually use that just come second nature. But while we were at the mastermind in Sedona, which was amazing, by the way, when we're at the mastermind in Sedona, me and some of those guys, we're having a conversation around the table, and one of them said, you know, how do you bring these people aboard your team, like Adrian or Pete or some of those guys that take a pay cut to work with you, that have jobs that they love, or Adrian in his case has a business that turns 3, 4, 5, 7 deals a month. How do you get these people who have no reason to work with you, no logical outside reason to work with you? how do you get these amazing people on your team to work toward your cause? And it's those exact things. I understand what they want in life. I get crazy excited about their dreams, their aspirations, and their goals, where core values match, and then I plant a seed. Okay, with Adrian back in the day, he was one of our first 100 customers, and he got to build a really consistent business leveraging the web, and he does, like I said, 3, 5, 7 deals a month now, all virtual wholesaling. And we got to talking several times. I could tell we were going to hit it off, and I could tell, like, man, he's got something. He's so bought into our culture. He's such a perfect match. And I just mentioned to him, like, dude, I know you've got an amazing business growing, and, you know, a lot of people in your position probably see you working for someone else, being a step backwards. So, dude, I totally understand this is, you probably don't want this, but I so resonate with the way that you live and the way that you're growing your business. And man, you have so much value to provide to our team and to our clients. If there was ever the opportunity that we could work together in a greater capacity, I mean, heck, dude, even if you were like to come aboard our team in some way, I don't know what that would look like, but dude, let's talk about it. Okay. That's the way that I planted the seed originally with him. I just like, I see so much potential for us to work together, for me to help you get where you want to go. Here's a way that it might happen. You likely aren't interested in this because your situation is great, but you know what? If you ever want to do it, let's chat. What that does is that opens the door. It plants the seed. Okay. And what happened is over the next couple of years, that seed was planted. Now he reached back out to me. He's like, hey, you know, when we were talking about possibly working together more, well, let's chat. Let's see what that might look like. And that turned into an amazing relationship that we have. He's a full-time team member of ours. He's grown a lot with us. And there's very specific reasons why he chose to work with us, even though he has an amazing business that pulls in 6 figures a year. Because he saw an opportunity to grow as a person greater with us than he did as an entrepreneur by himself. And that was all because I learned what his goals and dreams and aspirations were. I'm honestly excited about them and how I can help him. And I planted the seed. So here's another good example. Okay. All the fancy videos that we do here at Carrot are done by my friend Daniel Jeremiah. And Daniel is the head of all social media and digital marketing at a pretty big company here in Oregon. They're headquartered about an hour south of where I am, called Dutch Bros. And Dutch Bros is the largest drive-through coffee company in America. They're mainly on the West Coast right now. There's some in Arizona and other places like that. But there's, you know, 1,000-plus locations. They'll do about $400 million in revenue this year. It's a big business. And I was fortunate enough to have the CEO of Dutch Bros on the Carrot Cast. Actually, Success at Success, which is a podcast my brother and I started, but we brought it over to the Carrot Cast for that episode. Had Travis Boersma, the CEO of Dutch Bros, on with Lee Cockrell, the former VP, the head of all operations at Disney World. And we had a great, great chat about culture, about building great experiences for clients and for people. And you should go check that one out. That's one of the first 20 episodes in the Carrot Cast. Go to carrotcast.com or go to iTunes. Go down there and find the one that I think it says something about Disney in there. Check out. It's an amazing episode. It's one of my favorites. But the reason I'm bringing this up is Daniel has an amazing job. He works with a great company, stellar culture. He makes good money. He's doing some work that he just is fired up about. There's no reason for him to want to leave this company. And so he's been doing such great work for us. We had our Carrot Camp recently, and I had him help us with some video. And so I hit him up about a month ago and said, you know what? I would absolutely love to have you help us get some great videos together for the Carrot Camp so we can share the experience those campers had. And he was pumped to do it. So he came and spent the day with us Tuesday, the second day of Carrot Camp. We're going to have some amazing video for that. We are going to do Carrot Camp again. So go to carrotcamp.com. Sometime in the next month or so, we'll announce the next date and get those spots filled up really fast, I'm sure, since we're going to give people a lot of notice this time. But here's what happened. Okay, I see so much potential in us working together with Daniel, and that skill set that he's got is so amazing. We want to be telling stories more and more here with Carrot, more video stories. And I know that we can impact you guys more. I know that we can impact our industry more if we're able to tell story better. And Daniel is the guy. He's the guy for that. He's an A player when it comes to that. And I sent him a voice message, voice text, after he confirmed that he's going to do Carrot Camp. I'm like, man, I know you've got an amazing job, and I know you're not looking for anything new. And this might sound kind of crazy, but Dude, I've so appreciated working with you, and I just love working with you. Your work is amazing. And I don't even know if we could ever hire a guy like you. But if there was ever the opportunity for us to work together, whether it looked like us starting a business together or you coming aboard full time on the Carrot team, I'm like, man, that's cr I know it's crazy, but if there was ever the opportunity, I would so love to dive in and chat about it. Now, I didn't expect him to say anything about it. I expect him maybe to say, hey, yep, sweet, I feel the same way. But he sent a message right back. He said, man, he goes, you're right, I absolutely love my job at Dutch Bros. But I love my family more, and Dutch Bros keeps me gone quite a bit. Now, and I'm saying this not because I think he's going to come working for us. The likelihood of him coming to work with us is very, very slim. Okay, he should stay with Dutch Bros. That's such an amazing company. But what happened was we opened up the door to further conversation. So it might be in 6 months, it might be in a year, it might be in 3 years that the timing is right for him to go, you know what? That door was open. The seed was planted. I want to reach back out. So what he did after that was he said, you know, I love my family more. And he said, let's chat. Let's see if there's opportunity there. So we're going to be chatting here in the coming weeks and seeing if there's opportunity for a world-class videographer, someone that should be out of reach for most companies, including ours, one that has a job that he loves and he's amazing at. We're going to see if there's opportunity for him to work with us. I'm excited. Either way, I'm excited to invest in the friendship. And if he comes and works for us, that's a different story. But what seeds could you be planting that you're not planting? How are you spending your time? Are you spending your time in harvest phase all the time? Are you spending your time always tilling up the land and turning over new things and new ideas, but never planting seeds, never actually taking action? Are you planting too many seeds? Are you planting too many seeds and choking out the opportunity because you have so many seeds? Find where you are in that continuum. Don't stay in one spot all the time, but I would suggest staying in the seed planting side of things more. Staying in the seed planting side of things more. Harvest when those opportunities become available. Help other people harvest great crops because you provide value to them, and find ways to plant seeds. The formula for you is this: when you come across someone you actually really, really enjoy and you really hit it off with, go, okay, is this someone I could spend more time with and really invest in a relationship with? Checkbox, yes. Next, is this person a core values match with me? If it is, checkbox, yes, because that's a potential for a great long-term relationship. Next, get really interested in their goals, their dreams, their aspirations. Ask them those questions. What do you love to do? You know, where do you want to go over the next year? What are your goals, man? I'm just pumped to hear where you're going. I just love to know what your goals are. Okay, get interested in them. Be fired up about other people's goals. Don't be selfish and just be talking about your goals. And then next, if you see opportunity as you get to know that person and you're just pumped and you're like, man, I know if that person came to work with me and we joined forces in some way that we could work magic. Even if you don't think it could ever happen, plant those seeds. You never know what's going to happen. And you never can ever grow a crop if you don't plant the seed. Not all seeds that get planted come to fruition. If you've ever planted a crop or you've ever planted vegetables, you know that you put several seeds in each little section just in hopes that a couple will grow. Not every seed that gets planted grows. Life is the same way, but you can never grow a great crop if you don't plant those seeds. So find those seeds to plant. What relationships right now do you need to invest more in? What relationships right now do you feel, man, if this person came on my team or came on my life, things would change. It would uplevel us so far. Have that conversation with them. Love on them. Get to know their goals. Ask them that question. And I'm going to finish with this. This is that question. Hey, I've so loved getting to know you. I've so loved what we've been able to do together. And I know this sounds crazy because you have a job you love. You're already running a business. But you know what? This sounds crazy, but if there was ever an opportunity for us to work together in whatever capacity, if we were to join forces or whatever it is, let's chat because I think we could work magic together. Just tossing it out there. I know I'm crazy for doing it, but just tossing it out there to plant the seed. Let's chat later if you're interested sometime. Okay. So plant those seeds. All right. Do it today. Don't wait. Do it today. I'll wrap this up right here. I'll wrap this up. Is one of the ways that we've really grown Carrot, like I said, is with relationship. And I honestly feel that over the next 10, 15, 20 years, relationship, but going deep on relationship is going to be more important than ever. That's relationship with your clients, relationships with your team, relationships with your colleagues, relationships with those people, like I just mentioned, that you're wanting to plant seeds with. So please build relationship, especially house buyers, house flippers. It's so easy for you guys not to build a relationship. It honestly dumbfounds me how some industries, for some reason, think that you're not in the relationship business. And this should be a call to arms. There's a lot of people that say, you know what? I don't need to build relationships with these sellers. I just get leads. I turn those deals and I go on to the next. Well, cool. That works for a time. But what happens when you actually need those referrals? What happens when your lead source dries up and you didn't take the time to build a relationship and you didn't take the time to really invest in people and invest in caring about your clients? When you invest in caring about your clients notice it. They tell other people about it. You become the de facto source for anything in that realm of what you're helping them with for anyone that they know. But if you're just out there to harvest and harvest and harvest, and you're not investing in the planting of those seeds with your clients, I can guarantee you eventually that harvest is going to end. But those who harvest and plant seeds are going to continually have a bountiful, bountiful harvest. All right. So have an amazing rest of the week. We'll talk soon. I'm getting ready to head to my church group here on Wednesday. Haven't seen my family in about 5 days. So pumped to see my family. Give them all big hugs and kisses. And hopefully you can do the same thing tonight or whenever you're listening to this. All right. Have an amazing rest of the week. Check out other episodes of the Carrot Cast at carrotcast.com. And I'm going to throw a call to action out to you. Plant one seed in the next 24 hours with someone that really means a lot to you. Or ask them those questions and find out their dreams. Do that. Report back to me on Facebook. Report back to me on email. And give us a rating or review. Go to iTunes. It means so much to me. It helps us get our message out to other people to help to change their life and help change their world as well. Go to iTunes, take the 14 seconds to give us a rating and review, and I so, so, so appreciate you investing this time with us today. Thank you.